3 years ago, under the Doyle administration, the state set up new rules aimed at cutting phosphorus pollution in surface waters, waters such as this one. A calm day on Lake Dubay along the Wisconsin River south of Wausau. Earlier this summer, the lake had just a hint of the blue-green algae that's growth is often fueled by phosphorus. Elsewhere along the Wisconsin River, the algae blooms can create what the DNR calls a pea soup scum for larger water bodies like the Peyton Well and Castle Rock flowages. The DNR's Dan Helsel says it's a good idea to keep people and wildlife out of that soup.
Once those algae get to a certain density, they can actually release toxins or be hazardous to human health. But it also degrades fisheries because of low dissolved oxygen in some of the reservoirs.
The DNR and other agencies are currently doing a large study of water quality in the Wisconsin River Basin. Assessment and potential actions are still a few years away. But DNR board member William Bruins, who is a past president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, is already trying to shield farmers from having to do too much to reduce phosphorus-containing fertilizer from running off their fields.
One of the challenges that we have with phosphorus is that if you guys want dinner tonight, we'd better be able to continue to use phosphorus to grow our crops.
Bruins argues there's already a lot of phosphorus in some of the waters. The DNR says it's possible some of the phosphorus in sediment may be removed by dredging, or it may be possible to cap the contamination with non-toxic aluminum sulfate, or alum. The DNR's Dan Helsel says his department doesn't expect farmers to get to zero phosphorus in runoff.
We're hoping that the farmers can work with us to reduce that to the point where it's applied to crop need and we don't have excess phosphorus coming off those fields as best as possible.
Farms are not the only source of phosphorus in Wisconsin's surface waters. That's the roar of the Domtar mill at Nakusa. The company says it produces more than 100,000 tons of paper and pulp at the plant each year. But the mill also sends wastewater containing phosphorus into the Wisconsin River. In January, citizen groups challenged a reissued state wastewater permit for Domtar and one for another company, Foremost Farms. The DNR says the new Domtar permit is tougher on phosphorus, but Matt Kruger of the River Alliance of Wisconsin says if the DNR would crack down even more, that would trigger state financial help for upstream farmers to install controls on the pollutant.
The facilities can gain the same, if you can think of it as phosphorus savings, by spending less money to get into compliance with these rules. That money would go to farms and would be put in conservation practices that would hold soil in place.
Recently, a Dane County judge rejected state attempts to dismiss the case. In part, Domtar suggested the permit could be revised when the DNR finishes its study on phosphorus in the Wisconsin River Basin. But Matt Kruger says businesses that count on a cleaner river should not have to wait.
You know, it's not a tree-hugging environmentalist issue. There's a lot of business people in the state that rely on their waterfront business.
Kruger says many other communities that are struggling with blue-green algae in their waterways are watching the phosphorus fight in central Wisconsin. Domtar declined our request for comment on the case in Nakusa. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.